FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Extra security guards have been stationed at Calais as part of the latest package of measures aimed at tackling the migrant crisis. It says the foreign secretary's insisted the government is on top of the situation, despite continuing attempts by refugees to reach the UK via the Channel Tunnel. Philip Hammond says both the British and French authorities are getting to grips with the issues.
Border Force personnel in the control room, more fencing in place, additional guards hired. All of those things will slow down the flow and we will deal with this problem.
Meantime, it's been revealed the number of people who've died trying to cross the Mediterranean this year has now passed 2,000. The International Organisation for Migration says around 188,000 have been rescued, but warns that figure could pass 200,000 by the end of the week.
This is KMFM News.
Two men are facing jail following the death of a Kent woman killed in a boat crash in Brazil. 50-year-old Gillian Metcalf from Tenterden died when the boat she was on was hit by another vessel during a family holiday in September 2013. A judge in Manaus has indicated he would convict the boatsman of the equivalent of manslaughter and they would be jailed for up to 3 years. Speaking to KMFM in May, her husband Charlie says he just wanted it over with.
I think I speak for myself and my daughter who's coming with me. We just want to get it out of the way. It's been there in the background for too long. So we want to get out there and get the job done, really.
The verdict will officially be announced in 10 days to 2 weeks' time. A young woman has been jailed after reversing a car into two teenage girls in Gillingham. Jessica Bryant was drunk and had no driving licence or insurance when she got behind the wheel of a friend's car in November last year. The 22-year-old from St Albans Close in the town has been sentenced to 14 months behind bars and banned from driving for 3 years. There's been a drop in the number of people playing sport in the UK since the 2012 Olympics. Participation's higher than in 2005 when London was awarded the Games, but numbers have dipped over the last 3 years. Sports Minister and Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch has told Sky Sports News she's launching a consultation to try and tackle the issue.
I want to make sure that actually what we do with this strategy is encourage more people to get involved with sport. It's a very complex issue. There isn't one particular reason why people are not participating in sport, and there's not one silver bullet solution to it. So that's why I've launched this really quite wide-ranging consultation today.
Police chiefs have backed an idea to allow some of Britain's 43 forces to merge. The National Police Chiefs Council says police must make fundamental changes to save money ahead of further budget cuts. It's also been suggested that forces in England and Wales could save £300 million if they club together to buy equipment and uniforms. A group of young people are encouraging people in cafes or coffee shops in a part of Kent to buy food or drinks today and donate them to the homeless. Big and small chains have signed up to a scheme which the teenagers have set up in order to help raise as much awareness and cash for the homeless in Canterbury. 16-year-old Katie Hutchinson is part of the Rough Project who've organised it.
There's a scheme similar to it called Pay It Forward in America and it's really popular. Places like Starbucks take part and we feel like it could become quite a big thing in England, not just America.
And the Pussycat Dolls are reportedly talking about a reunion. According to a newspaper, Nicole Scherzinger has seen most of the girls on and off since she left 5 years ago and says it would be fun to get back together with them.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, plays underway at Canterbury on day one of Kent's County Championship game against Northamptonshire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, it's after they beat Sussex in the Royal One Day Cup at the grounds over the weekend. The Spitfires won the toss earlier and chose to bat. A short while ago, they were on 31 for one. In athletics, three-time Olympic track cycling gold medalist Jason Kenny says sportsmen and women can't let themselves get distracted by possible cheats. kids. Athletics has a new doping scandal surrounding it after a newspaper published details of abnormal blood test results from endurance athletes. And in tennis, Andy Murray says he wants to keep his match sharpness heading into the US Open. He'll step up his preparations for Flushing Meadows this week by playing in the Washington Open. Murray lost in the doubles with Daniel Nestor at the event overnight, though. The British number one says he's taking a different approach to the final Grand Slam of the year.
Normally I go over to Miami at this time of year and train, but I thought with, you know, with the Davis Cup, you know, I wanted to just try and sort of stay in match mode. I've played a lot of matches over the last few months.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.